Late last week, the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission was in Dillingham to visit a project that will bring broadband internet to much of Southwest Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason was there and has the story.
One, two, three.
Local, state, and federal officials were joined by many local and state business leaders for Thursday's event, which was billed as a milestone event for GCI's Terra Southwest project. GCI and its subsidiary, United Utilities, were among the companies that received a huge boost through passage a few years ago of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Through the stimulus package, GCI was awarded $88 million to bring a terrestrial broadband internet network to the Bristol Bay and YK Delta regions. Currently, the region gets internet through satellite technology, which can often be slow and comes with latency issues that doesn't mesh very well with many of today's internet applications. $44 million of the total price tag of $88 million for the Terra Southwest project came through a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Utilities Service, which is under the direction of Jonathan Adelstein. He flew in from Washington, D.C. to attend Thursday's milestone event. Adelstein says a project like Terra Southwest couldn't be done without the stimulus money, and that money wouldn't have been forthcoming without leadership from Congress back in 2009.
And I get to come to these ribbon cuttings and take a little bit of credit for it, but it's really Congress and the brave elected officials that decided that this economy needed to have more jobs, that this economy needed to be running, and that needed to invest in the future.
During his speech, Adelstein specifically praised the leadership of Alaska's junior U.S. Senator Mark Begich in getting the stimulus funding through Congress. Begich flew into Dillingham to participate in Thursday's milestone event. Afterward, he defended his vote for the stimulus package. Begich was the only one of Alaska's delegation to Congress that voted for the package, which he says has since been politicized.
In Alaska, I think we had a great capacity to show off what we can do here and do it well, even under very extreme conditions. And I think this is one of those poster child programs where we get to go out there and say, you know what, we did it in the most extreme conditions, in the most remote areas of this country. And oh, by the way, we did it within the budget given to us, and we did it 2 years early.
Thursday's milestone event featured many local, state, and federal officials, but most of the enthusiasm was reserved for the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. Julius Jenikowski was making his first visit to Alaska. One of his main goals as the FCC chairman is to expand the nation's broadband infrastructure.
This will represent a dramatic improvement in the baseline ability to communicate with fast speeds over the internet. I think that this community will seize the opportunity, will see adoption of the technology by businesses and individuals, and will see real benefits.
Terra Southwest is a very large project that included above-ground, underground, and seafloor fiber-optic cables stretching from Homer to the small Bristol Bay village of Leavelock. The project then utilizes microwave technology bounced from tower to tower through Dillingham, Togiak, and Good News Bay until it reaches the existing network in the YK Delta known as DeltaNet. That network covers over 40 villages in the Delta as far north as Grayling. At Thursday's milestone event, GCI President and CEO Ron Duncan confirmed that GCI is actively planning to expand the Terra Southwest project to the Unalakleet area and even further.
Just last week, we signed a $5.3 million agreement with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to extend Terra Southwest from the Grayling site at the end of the network on north to Unalakleet on the northwest Alaska coast. We're working on securing financing for connecting Unalakleet to Nome and ultimately to build the network on up to Kotzebue and then over towards Bettles, where we could interconnect with our current fiber that runs along the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline, enabling us to close the ring and in the process double the capacity of the network.
Construction on the Terra Southwest project is scheduled to be done by the end of this year, and the network should go live in early 2012. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.